Blog Talk Radio.
Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
Welcome to Commission by Submission on the Melting Pot Radio Network. I am your host, Daniel Trowick, along with my partner in progress, Miss Danny Wright. Danny, how you doing tonight?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I am just dandy. I am just dandy. You know, this song right here, Donald Lawrence, Matthew 28, it is the Word of God. Now, we're going to go back to this song for a little bit because it's something serious, and it literally is Matthew 28 being sang by Donald Lawrence and his choir. So we're going to go back before we pray us in, all right?
All right.
He is not here. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. For he has risen, as he said.
For he has risen, as he said.
See the place where the Lord used to lay.
See the place where the Lord lay.
Let's review the story one more time. An angel of the Lord spoke to the women and said, fear not. For the living among the dead. He is not here.
He is not here.
For he has risen, as he said.
For he has risen, as he said.
Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Jesus is not here. My God, Danny, that song is so powerful. I can listen to it all day, every day. I'm not even going to lie. Whew. My goodness. He is not here. Do y'all hear that? He is not there. He is not in the grave. Jesus was resurrected. He rose on that third day. Oh, my God. Woo! I feel good. I feel good.
Got up.
Now, Danny, that's choir right there. They still killing it in the background. I can still hear it. They're still going in. That is choir. You know, singing on a choir, you go to appreciate music like this to a whole nother level when the choir just shuts it down like this. My God.
Definitely. And Donald Lawrence,
Danny.
He's a gospel genius.
Who are you telling? He's a teacher. He teaches through song. He literally teaches the word, like straight up inside out, up and down. He will teach you all day long if you listen to his music, and it is a blessing. And I know me personally, I am someone who responds better to music. So listening to Donald Lawrence albums, I learned so much. And guess what? I know you all know this. Even when you were a kid in school, you listened to songs and you learned the songs, the lyrics to the songs, much easier than you did learning the subjects that you were learning in school. It's just something about music. And
right.
Donald Lawrence just teaches the word through the music, and it sticks. You feel it. It stays there. And I love it. I love it. Now, guys, again, welcome to Commission by Submission on this wonderful special time of 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are an hour early, but guess what? You're still going to get the word of God. You're still going to get it. And the only reason that this was even possible was because of the wonderful blizzard of 2006 in Philadelphia, and there is absolutely no parking anywhere around my church. So Bible study was canceled. And, since Bible study was canceled, we figured, hey, we might as well just have Bible study on our own. We can do it. Let's get it. Danny, everyone knows how this show starts. Would you do the honor of praying us in, my sister?
You want me to pray?
Pour for out, please, thou.
Father God, we just thank you. We thank you not because of anything that you've done, but simply because of who you are. Thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for clothing us, giving us a right mind to do what we need to do to get throughout this day.
Yes,
Lord, I thank you for rest. I thank you for granting us peace. I thank you for giving us the very small things that you do that allow us to see that you're still God. And that even when we think that you're not there, or even when we can't trace your steps, we're still able to trust you, because we know you will not lead us in the wrong direction. So we thank you for that. We thank you for your direction. We thank you, Lord God, that you've decided to call us.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank
you. And, I mean, and just the fact that we were handpicked by you. You call us by name. We know your voice.
Thank you,
just
Lord.
Like the sheep knows the shepherd's voice. So,
yes.
God, we're in tune with you. Our ears are inclined to hear you. And we just ask tonight that you would just speak to us, Lord God, that you would allow your word to go forth in a mighty way, and just impact the people that are listening. I pray, Father God, that if there's anyone who's in need of something tonight, Lord God, that they would hear a word that would encourage them and cause them to spring forth and run toward you, Lord God, with all of their might. Lord God, I thank you for this network. I thank you for the Melting Pot Radio Network. I thank you for my partner, Daniel. I thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much that you entrust us with the very things that you're able to do on your own.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, God, that you've given us ministry, you've given us businesses, you've given us a desire to work for you. I pray, Father God, that you continue to let that fire for you burn deep within us, and that we never forget who you are, that we never forget how we got to where we are, and we never, ever forget, Lord God, that it is because of you that we even have the opportunity to do what we're doing. We would be dead without you. We would be insane without you, running crazy without you. We would be in the hands of the devil without you, but you love us. You protect us. You keep us going. And I thank you for that, Father God. I thank you that you literally have your hands on us. So I pray, Father God, that as we continue to go throughout the show and finish our evenings and then finish out the week, Lord God, that you would give us something that we can hold on to. Something that allows us to witness to others. Something special. Something that, you know, that for that person that's unsure, that you would just show up and show out in their lives and help them to see you're a God of promises, a God who cannot lie.
Yes, God.
I pray, Father God, that we continue to exalt you, encourage one another, rebuke one another, correct one another, train up one another, and as iron sharpens iron, so let us sharpen one another, Lord God.
Yes.
I thank you for keeping us. I thank you for keeping us. I thank you for keeping us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. I pray, Father God, for anything that's in us that is not like you, that you would just remove it, that you would allow us to confess our sins, confess our nastiness, confess the ugliness that's within us, pray for one another, and get the healing that we need, Lord God. I thank you, I love you, and I praise you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, guys, those who are listening in, thank you for tuning in this evening. I know we're an hour early, but you're still here. I know you are. Thank you for tuning in. Now, we're going to go to the scripture. We're going to go into the Bible to two different scriptures tonight. So I'm going to ask you all to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. Again, that is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. And, you know, if you're on your smartphone, you can go to it real quick. It's easy to flip through.
Right.
If you're in your Bible, go ahead and put a marker in there, you know, put something in there to get you back to that page. And then I would like you also to turn to 2 Timothy 2. Again, that's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy 2, 15. And I know we're this is our church, Danny, and, you know, if we were in the church house, I would be able to say, you know, when you have it, can you please say
amen.
Let the church say amen. God is about to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Let the church say amen. All right, now I'm going to be reading 1 Thessalonians 2, 11 through 13, first from the King James Version. Verse 11 says, as ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his children, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Wow. That scripture alone is just so extremely powerful. It is so extremely powerful. And guys, I'm also going to read 2 Timothy 2:15, and we're going to go back and forth a little bit, but we're going to connect it. 2 Timothy 2:15, King James Version, read, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." That is the reading of the word. Now Danny. 1 Thessalonians, "As ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his children." Now, that right there for me speaks volumes, because I am a father, and, you know, as I matured in the word of God, I began to gain more understanding, you know, the connection, the similarities between God our Father and us his children, in connection with me as a father and my children. You know, when your child does something wrong, normally you scold them, if that's the way you parent. And, you know, that's the way it is with us. When we do something wrong, when we sin against God, God punishes us. And people don't like to hear it, but guess what? It's true, because God hates sin, but he loves the sinner, because he loves each and every one of us. So therefore, we are called to love God. We are called to worship God. We are called to praise God. And, you know, the scripture is saying, exhort and comfort. And those who know about the Holy Spirit knows that bear brings comfort to you. And, you know, when you're going through something as a child, you really, really, really need the love of your parent to comfort you and help you get through it. And each and every one of us as children of God, we all go through different things, and we need the love of God to comfort us, the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to keep us. Like you said, you prayed on it, to keep us, because without the comfort of the Holy Spirit, where will we be, honestly? Where would we be? Because I know I done been through some things in my life, and I'm sure someone out there has as well, where if it wasn't for God, man, it would have been a completely different situation, Danny. I wouldn't have made it. I mean, I look back even before I had that relationship with God and I really knew God, he still was keeping me, because he called me. He had a purpose for me even before I knew it myself. And even though you didn't know God, guys, even though you may have been going through something where it was like, yeah, I don't even have a God. I don't know God. I don't have a relationship with him. I don't know how I'm still here. I don't know how I got through this. It was the love of God and the Holy Spirit comforting you. And Danny, whew, when a child is going through something and the parent is not there, the father is not there, the mother is not there to comfort them, it can truly scar them. And, you know, it's been times where I've come across plenty of Christians who were scarred because they were going through something and they just thought that God wasn't there. And you prayed on it. It's so wild, the things that you prayed on. We're so connected, because, you know, going through things and you just feel like, God, I'm praying. You're not answering. Like, you're taking too long. I'm going through it now. I need you now. And God just seems like he's silent, just not paying you any attention. Trust me, he's there. But it's things that you have to go through as a child that will help you to learn. I mean, as a parent, I can't be with my children every single minute, every single second of the day, even though God is with us all the time. As a parent, you can't be with your child all the time. So they're going to get into accidents. They're going to make mistakes. And it's something that they must learn from. And it's the same for us as adults and as children of God. We go through things. And sometimes God is saying, listen, you're going to have to learn on your own this time. But I'm here. I'm still here. I'm still protecting you. But you're going to fall. You're going to get some bumps and some scrapes. But it's just something that you have to do. Right. Danny, it's amazing.
I think you brought up a very important point in the fact that there are times when we're going through something and we feel like God is not there. And one thing I've learned that God is always there.
Mm-hmm.
He's always, even though we might not be able to sense him, because maybe the hurt is so deep, what we're going through might be very intense. And so our senses are skewed. We don't really know what we're feeling. We don't know what we're sensing. We just know that we're looking for a sign from God and he's not there. But what we have to realize is, just like with Naomi and Ruth, just like with Hagar, just like with Abraham, Moses,
mm-hmm.
and Aaron and Esther and Priscilla, God has always been right there. He has been right there working behind the scenes. He's in
mm-hmm.
the intricacies of life. He's in the intricacies of the situation. He's in the things that we cannot see. And so God is always there. He's always there. It's up to us to trust him. And trust is often
yes.
difficult.
Because
we always, you know, we just always have stuff that's going to, what can I say? How can I say this? Something is always distracting us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we allow it. Life happens, and we get that, but it's important for us to stay in the Word of God so that when those distractions come, we can fend them off. When the hard times come, we can fend off the lies that the devil's going to tell us, because we know that he's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get
oh,
through
yeah.
those hard times, if we don't have the Word of God in us, we have nothing to speak back to the enemy, because
mm-hmm.
we don't know the Word of God. And that's
yeah.
when these circumstances and situations get to us and we feel like God is nowhere around. We don't know the Word of God. We haven't communed with him enough. So when 2 Timothy talks about studying to show yourself approved as one who can
mm-hmm.
rightly divide the Word of God, that's why. You don't know the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what it says about your situation or what you're able to do, so you're running around playing the role of the victim, not knowing the Word of God says you're a victor.
Yes.
You can't even receive the Word of God because you don't know it.
Whew.
There's nothing for you to receive. So even when you get the Word of God, you don't know that it's the Word of God because you've not studied enough to show yourself approved. So because
mm-hmm.
you've not studied the Word of God, you don't understand. It might not come in the way you think it will or that
mm-hmm.
you're expecting it to come. It might come through a donkey and you up there waiting for thunder and lightning and the sky to open up. Well, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
That's exactly how it is. And
but
and that's why, you know, 2 Timothy, that's why 2 Timothy is so important, because, you know, you have to study. You have to study.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you firsthand, when I first started reading the Bible, I didn't understand a single word. I don't speak that kind of English. I don't speak it, so I didn't know it.
Did you
just it was
say
just
English?
Me reading a book. I said English, yeah, because that's what it was to me. It was a long A, English. I didn't understand it. I didn't have a clue about it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the more and more that I read it, the more and more I started to understand it, and the more it started to speak to me. Like, I read the Word, but the Word started to speak to me even when I wasn't reading the Word. I would be going through situations, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. He just recalls. He just brings up the Word
right.
that you read, that you studied, that you learned, that you know, and just apply it to your life. Just like when the devil came to try and tempt Jesus, each and every time that the devil tried to tempt him with something new, Jesus came right back with the Word of God. Every
and you know
time.
Why that
and,
is? You know where
that
is?
Oh, yeah, come on, tell him, tell him.
Okay. Go to Ephesians 6. Okay. And we're going to start, I know this is taking us in a different direction, but it's important that we make this connection. Because we keep talking about the Word of God. We keep talking about knowing the Word of God, studying to make yourself approved. And you brought up a point, a very, very good point, about Jesus speaking the Word of God back to the devil every time he was tempted. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus had on the full armor of God. It says, for our struggle, in verse 10, finally be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. I'm reading from the New American Standard Version. Put on the full armor of God so that you might be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything, stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace. Shodding your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace means studying. You're covering yourself with the Word of God. Moving on. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. But you know what's interesting, Daniel? You know what's interesting? Look at the equipment. Look at the armor that you have.
Yes.
Look at it. Okay? You're girding your loins with truth. You're covering yourself. You're covering, okay, girding your loins with truth. That's a covering.
Mm-hmm.
Breastplate of righteousness. That's a covering.
Mm-hmm.
Shodding your feet with the preparation of the gospel. Another covering. The shield of faith. You're covering yourself. The helmet of salvation. You're covering yourself again. It's all protection. The only weapon we have is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So your only defensive weapon, your only weapon to fight with, your only offensive tool is the Word of God. Everything else that you put on is to cover you and protect you from the evil one. Your only weapon, your only tool to fight back is the Word of God. If you don't know the Word of God, you have already doomed. You're doomed because you have nothing to attack with. All you can do is duck. Put your shield up. Cover your face. Cover your head. But you're in defense mode the entire time. And that's not what God wants.
No.
You don't go into battle just to retreat. You go into battle to charge ahead. And the only thing that you have to charge your head with is the Word of God. So why won't you study? Okay, we can move on.
Oh, we hear, because it's very important that everyone gets that and understands it. Because as the Word says, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. The Word says what the Word is. The Word says what you attack with. The Word says what you fight with, which is the sword. And as you said, everything else that you have in battle is coverings to protect you. But you need the sword to fight. You can't fight with a shield. You can't fight with coverings. You really can't fight with that. You can protect yourself as much as possible, but eventually the attack keeps coming, the attacks keep coming, the attacks keep coming. If you do not know the Word of God because you don't study the Word of God, you're going to be defeated. You have to know the Word of God. You have to study to know the Word of God. I mean, you can pull out your cliche scriptures that everyone knows, And that's good. They can help you in battle, but you need to really get into it. You really need to understand more and learn more besides the ones that everybody knows, the famous grandma scriptures that she's been saying since she was a tyke. You know, you got to get into it yourself, because
right.
just because you know those words, you don't know the word. You know, because people can tell you something all the time, and I've heard it so many times over my life where scriptures have been twisted and construed and meant to, because people who are, for the most part that I know, the atheist people that I know, my friends, I have friends who are atheists, and guess what? I still love them anyway. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, they will get the scripture and twist it around and try to use it for negative when, you know, you got to go into the word yourself. Even when a preacher is preaching, they can read the word all they want, but you need to go and read it with them. You need to make sure that they are saying the truth. And that's what 2 Timothy talks about, you know. As you study the word of God, don't be ashamed to study it. Get in there. Get in it. If you don't know, find out. You cannot be ashamed
Absolutely.
Of what you don't know. If you're ignorant, you're ignorant. If you don't know, you don't know, which as I was taught as a young person, if you don't know, go and find out. So someone could say
right.
something, and if it doesn't sound right, if it doesn't feel right, you better go research it yourself. You better go into the word yourself and get that understanding, because I see so many false prophets on the internet, on social media, that will seem as though they're quoting scripture after scripture after scripture, and the word says that the devil knows the Bible. The devil was an angel. You do realize that the devil was one of God's angels. So he knows the word of God. And so the devil will come at you and attack you with the word of God. But if you don't study and really know the word of God, you will fall for it. I see false prophets will bang out scripture after scripture after scripture, but they're speaking in hate. They're speaking in complete hate. And that's not God. God is love. God is not hate. God will not try to use the word in a negative way. That's not the way it works. And it all takes you to study, to know the word.
Right.
Go ahead, Danny.
And not just that. It doesn't even have to be hateful.
Mm-hmm.
A false
try
prophet
to cause confusion.
Preach. A false prophet can sit up there and preach the tail off a donkey.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no power behind it.
Mm-hmm.
The true word of God, when it's truly delivered and rightly divided, it is going to have power behind it, life-changing power. People are going to leave the presence of that preacher changed, convicted,
yes.
spurred on to do and live in God's will. Someone else who's just up there prosperity preaching, or just making, you know, it sounds like a nursery rhyme, or they're just throwing out a whole bunch of scriptures. If the scriptures don't connect, if you can't, if the application to life is not there, you've lost. You have no flock.
Mm-hmm.
Because those people are
oh,
going
yeah.
to leave your presence. They're going to leave the sermon. They're going to leave that lesson unchanged, unconvicted, their hearts unpricked, and unmotivated to change. So some false prophets, they know the word. They can sit up there
mm-hmm.
all day and teach. But they have
mm-hmm.
no anointing. They have no power. And because of that, they're ineffective.
Yep.
And they have no flock. The people are just coming and listening. They're just great orators. They're great speakers.
Mm-hmm.
They
yep.
are great speakers. And there's a major, major difference between someone that is a great speaker versus someone who is a preacher and someone anointed to deliver the word of God. There's a huge
difference. It is an extremely huge difference. And, you know, speaking on the false prophets, you know, when I was searching for God myself and trying to find the truth myself, I ran across some false prophets. You know, it was, I don't even know what to call it, honestly. I would probably say it's more like a cult, but they consider themselves non-denominational. So they read the Bible, they study the Bible, they know the Bible, and something that I've noticed along the way is, you know, as you said, false prophets will just spit a whole bunch of scriptures at you, and I've noticed that, you know, when I was at that non-denominational church, they were great teachers. They could teach like a mug. I'm gonna be real with you. They could teach, but the problem was that it was scripture all over, just scripture hopping to different points to try to make a main point, but the main point wasn't coming. And because in my past days, when I was in the church and I was learning about God, you know, it was being recalled to me. So the Holy Spirit was speaking to me when I was there and telling me, something's not right. Something's not right here. They're speaking a lot of scripture. They know the scripture. They know the Bible inside out, but something is not right. And that was because at one point in time, I studied the Word. I read the Bible. I understood something at some point in time that it tucked itself away inside my heart like the Holy Spirit does, and it recalled it when I was in that situation. And so now I'm seeing things in a whole different light because the scripture was on point, the teaching was on point. I learned something, but at the same time, as Danny just said, it wasn't anointed. It wasn't powerful. I didn't leave feeling changed. I just left hearing words. And that's what you always need to be careful of when people jump through scripture, through scripture, through scripture. Read the entire chapter. Read the scripture surrounding that scripture, because, as I said earlier, they will twist up the word of God to try and make you believe something that is definitely not true. And that's when it takes you going in on your own and not just believing everything you hear. Yes, I said it. Just because the preacher that's preaching is preaching and talking about the Bible and reading the Bible and reading the Word, pay attention. Study for yourself so that you may understand it yourself, because unfortunately, there are many false prophets out there. There are false preachers out there who either they just don't have the Word of God in them. As Danny said, they're great orators. They can speak. They can move a room. But if God ain't moving in the room, they just moving. They just talking. They just making noise. And it's a whole different thing when the Holy Spirit is involved. And it all comes to you studying the Word of God. And when you listen to the Word of God, when you study it, when you start to really understand it, and the more you read, the more you study, the more you understand, then guess what? The Holy Spirit will start speaking to you a whole lot more in different ways than you ever imagined. You know, when I always like to use this example, you know, as a child, you may not have had any issues before with stealing, but you go to steal something and you just get that feeling, you know, the butterflies, the all in your stomach, all in your chest and your gut. And you just like, this don't feel right. This don't feel right. It's God. It's the Holy Spirit speaking to you, like, what's right and what's wrong. And when you start to learn more about the Word of God, the Holy Spirit speaks to you. And when I was at the non-denominational church and I started learning and listening to what they were saying, the Holy Spirit started speaking to me like, no, dog, this ain't right. This ain't it. This ain't it. And guess what? When you're searching for the truth, because I just actually had this conversation with one of my nephews the other night who himself is searching for the truth. And, you know, I told him my view on it, but I also told him to search. I mean, look for the truth. Look. I mean, I can't tell you not to look for the truth because you want to find the truth for yourself. So look, and, you know, he's reading a whole bunch of different religions, reading up on a whole bunch of different things. And, you know, he's been in the church. That's when it comes back, you know, as he continues to go through this journey of searching for the truth. The time that he was in the church and he was in the Bible-based church learning about Jesus Christ, and, you know, the Holy Spirit is going to speak to him. And I just hope, I hope it's soon, but guess what? It's going to come. I see it all over him. I see it. God has his hand on him. And, you know, as a child, as we talked about with 1 Thessalonians, you're going to go through the things that you're going through. But guess what? The more you study, the more you learn, the more that Holy Spirit begins to speak to you, the more word that you get inside of yourself, it will change you. The word changes lives. The word changes lives. I'm not the same person I once was, and I know it's because of the word. And I was a stressaholic. I used to stress so much, but then I got the word John 16:33 into my spirit, and it never left. Jesus speaking, "For these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." And whenever I'm going through something now, the spirit just brings that up. Jesus went through it. You're going to make it. You good. Keep the joy. Keep the peace. I'm good. And that's what the Holy Spirit does, and I just love it. I love it. Danny, I'm over here.
Oh, no, you're good. Sure. But again, you're touching on things that's right in the scripture. You're talking about how you're not the same that you used to be. You're not who you used to be. You don't look at the Word of God the same. You don't study the Word of God the same. You don't deal with your circumstances and your situations the same way you used to. Why? Because it says right here in the Word.
Yes.
You receive the Word of God, which you heard from us. So you're listening to your pastor. You're listening to the people who are pouring into you. You accept the Word of God, not as the word from man, but for what it mm-hmm. really is, just like the scripture says, it is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this part, which also performs its work in you who believe. So the Word of God mm-hmm. worked on you. That's why you're not the same. You can't.
Oh, yeah.
You can't listen to the Word of God. You can't receive the Word of God and not be changed.
Cannot. It's a fact. Cannot.
If you remain the same,
it is a fact.
You didn't receive the Word.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Not even a little bit.
So,
because it's all there.
Yeah.
It's all there. I'm sorry, Danny. This is like just out of random probably, but, you know, any and everything that you could possibly think of that has or will happen in your life is in this book. It is in the Bible. I mean, you can take Bible stories and turn them into reality TV shows because some of these stories are just so real. And when you really study and read the Word of God, you be like, wow, I swear this is talking about me. It's talking about me. This Word is talking about my life right now. And this was over 2,000 years ago. And that's what the Word does. It's there. It's not just a book about God. Even though it is a book about God, it's not just that. It is everything. It will get you through any and every situation. It's entertaining. You got your war stories. You got your love stories. You have it all right here. I mean, Hollywood could make movies forever with stories out the Bible and never stop. Never stop. I'm just waiting for Hollywood to actually make one like the Bible. I'm still waiting. But
well, right now we're in this fascination with the devil and hell. You know, we got all kinds of shows coming out about the devil. This show Lucifer Have you heard about that? It's supposed
yes.
to air.
Oh my gosh, Danny.
Soon.
Me and my kids were just talking about it. Me and my kids were just
and
talking about
he,
it. And
he's decided to roam the earth and wreak havoc on people's lives.
No, see, this is the premise of what I got from it. It is supposed to be about Lucifer leaving hell. He denounced his rights to hell. He said, I don't want to be Satan anymore. That's supposedly what happened. He supposedly did that, and he wants to live in beautiful L.A., and he is like a consultant for the police force to help them terrorize the criminals. That's supposedly what it's about. That's what they'll tell you it's about. But I had this conversation with my kids the other day, and I told them plain and simple, it is going to be used, even though they may try to make it look all like that, it's going to be used to get you to like the devil. It's going to want to make, oh, he's so nice. He's charming. He's not that bad. It's all mind games that Hollywood, the media, that, I mean, we know, is controlled by the devil, and they will put out so many things. Even the Christian movies, I watch Noah, I watch Exodus, and it's not the Bible. That's why you need to study the Word of God, because they'll give you the hype moments, they'll give you the theatrics, but it's not the Word of God. It is so many contradictions to the Bible in those movies, it's ridiculous. So even though they may be entertaining, you need to study the Word. You need to study the Word.
Absolutely.
Shows Absolutely. Like Lucifer will have you sitting there like, oh, he's a nice guy. I like his accent. He's cool. He's not that bad.
Right. It's
he's,
to draw
he's trying to get
in.
The bad guys. Look, he's only fighting. He's fighting for us. He's getting the bad guys. No. No. Read the Word. What, Danny? You know it. What is the devil's goals? What is Satan's goals? What does he want to do?
Kill, steal, destroy. Plain and simple.
That's it. That's all
he's
he wants to do.
He's out here to absolutely, and what he's doing now is attacking families and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can pull people apart, then he can begin to cause a deeper level of hurt and pain and suffering, because he's attacking people at their core, the things that are most important to them. And that's when he does that, he's attacking the people that are not strong in the faith. And so when they get that attack, they don't know how to respond because they don't know the Word of God.
Yep.
So it
don't
all
know how
goes
to fight
back
back
to knowing the Word of God. You have to, exactly, you have to know how to fight back.
Yeah, I mean, if you out here in these streets and you haven't been trained to fight and everybody's just bullying you and bullying you, bullying you, and you can't fight back, all you can do is run, all you can do is curl up in the ball, you won't win a fight like that. You won't. You're not going to win. And I'm not condoning fighting. I'm just saying in the spiritual realm, you need to be prepared for battle. You know, you can watch a million movies on battle and the old school ways with the swords and the armor and everything, which is what the Word is speaking on. And they went in, they moved forward, they charged, they moved forward. And there's strength in numbers. So obviously getting around other people who know the Word of God, who study the Word of God, and like the sisterhood who was on the show last week with Veronica Crafton and Danny, you know, you have a group of people studying the Word of God and going into war together, there are strength in numbers. There's strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get together, grow, get the Word of God. And, you know, Danny was talking about how the devil is, that's his main goal. He wants to destroy the families. He started it in the beginning. The first family, I'm not talking about Barack and Michelle, not that first family. I'm talking about Adam and Eve. The devil went straight there for them, plain and simple. He wanted to destroy them, which he did. He got to them. He got to Eve, and we know the rest. And we know that prior to that, humans were immortal. But he used his slimy, sneaky ways. He confuses. He gets into you in so many different ways. And, man, the devil is always busy, y'all. He's always busy. And that's why we emphasize the point that you need to know the Word of God. You have to study, because without knowing the Word of God, you cannot fight. It's not a fair fight. It's not a fair fight. It's like Mike Tyson going in the ring with Floyd Mayweather. That's not a fair fight. It's not.
Right, because Mike Tyson it's might bite ears off.
Exactly. It's not a fair fight.
He
and
doesn't fight
if you're
fair.
Not trained, if you're not trained with the Word, you can't fight. But if you have that Word in you, Mike Tyson ain't nothing to Floyd Mayweather. If you're fighting, because, I mean, the devil may look big and bad and strong and powerful, but guess what? When you got that Word of God, he cannot defeat you. God is undefeated. I don't know if y'all ever heard, but God is undefeated. You know, we talk sports on Mondays and Saturdays on the Melting Pot Radio Network, but guess what? God has never lost.
Never.
Never.
Never, ever. He can't lose.
Never. He can't. Exactly. Man, what time is it? Dandy, what the heck done happened?
I don't even know.
I don't either. Moral of the story is, study the Word of God. Don't just listen to people talk about it. Get into the book yourself. Read it. Read it. Read it. Read it. Danny was talking about something not that long ago in the Sleepless Society about reading. That's all I'm going to say. Read. Read the Word. Study the Word. Danny.
Please. Please.
Danny.
Don't be an educated fool.
Study. Study. And this is coming from someone who in school never studied. I didn't study.
Right.
I never studied. If I didn't understand it in class and in classroom learning, that was it. That was it. I didn't study. I couldn't study. It bored me. I didn't feel like it. I think the more I study, I tried to study a couple times in school, that is, and I bombed the test because I was just worried. I wasn't in the right state of mind. But when I had that confidence, like, I don't even need to study. In school, I was great. I was great. But now, oh, gosh, now the more I read this Bible and the more the Holy Spirit reveals everything to me and speaks to me and the more that I can hear the voice of God, wow, I am great. I'm great. I'm ready for battle. I'm ready. I'm ready. And I'll tell you, I don't know the Bible inside out, word for word, front to back. I'm not there yet. But guess what? The more I study, the more I get there. But every time the devil attacks me, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready
right.
to fight. I'm ready, Danny.
Absolutely.
I'm ready. Wow. That was fun. We need to do this more often.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's important. These are necessary conversations, and I think sometimes we get caught up in having, not that our guests aren't great. I love our guests.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. Awesome.
But sometimes we just need to dig into the Word and not...
I agree.
And just dig in. Put on your little snow boots or your mountain climbing shoes and dig into the Word, because it's the Word that's going to feed people. And not that our guests always feed people. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Understand what I'm saying. It's not about saying that our guests are not doing what they're supposed to do or whatever. Our guests are phenomenal. But
yes,
we've got to get back to the Word. You have to apply the Word. We have to have time where we can reach the people who are out there listening in, and they need to understand the Word. And so I love Commission by Submission, because that's what we're able to do. and it's phenomenal all the time.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, guys, we have come to that time already. That was fast. My goodness, that was fast. But we thank you for tuning in to Commissioned by Submission on the Melting Pot Radio Network. As you know, Mondays, Danny and I host Spit Game at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Tuesdays, Business Blitz at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesdays, we have Commissioned by Submission, normally at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We had a special early edition tonight, but we'll be going back to 9 most likely. I'm in Bible study at this time anyway. But Saturdays, we have The Show, which is hosted by Big TJ Amonte, the Sportologist, with real, uncut, fun, humorous sports talk. And then on Sundays, we have No Box Thinking Radio with Jonathan Kegler at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Danny?
Also, follow us on Facebook, or like our Facebook page. You don't follow on Facebook anyway. Be sure you go to facebook.com/TheMeltingPotRadio. I really just said Nadio. I just said Nadio Retwork. What in the world?
Go to sleep, Danny. Come on, let's go.
I'm going back to sleep. I'm going back. Really? What is a Nadio Retwork?
I don't know, Raggy. I mean, Scooby. Which one are you? That's Scooby, right? You talking the Scooby language? Hey, y'all. Danny is sleepy. Contact us if you would like to be a guest on any one of our shows, or you know someone that you would like to be on our show. MeltingPotRadioNetwork@gmail.com. And that's it. That's it. That's it. I'm done. We're just going to end this show right now. I'm going to pray us out in Commissioned by Submission style. Lord, I thank you for this show. I thank you for this evening. I thank you for this lesson. I thank you for the words that you spoke through Danny and I tonight. Lord, I just pray that you touch someone with the words that you spoke. Lord, just give them understanding and give them the urgency to understand and know how important it is to study your word so that they may be prepared for battle when the devil tries to attack them. They can, instead of just being in defense mode, God, and we thank you. We love you. I just pray you just continue to just bless those who are listening, bless those who support what we do, and just continue to help us grow as we will continue to praise you and glorify you and give you all the honor that you deserve, God. And we love you. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let the church sing amen. I'm actually not going to sing that song because I can't sing. I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too, sis. Now
you're pretty amazeballs, so thank you. Amen.
You are. It's you. It's you. Just think. Years ago, we may have known God, but we weren't where we are now. Just look at the transformation and the growth because of the word of God. Wow. Hey, y'all. It's a theme. It's a topic. It's real. The word will change you. You will be prepared to go out there and live every day to the fullest and just fight for what is right, which is the word of God. We are soldiers. We are at war. It's all about building the kingdom of God, and I'm going to fight till I die.
Mm.
I'm going to fight. And I love you guys.
Love you all.
You all
Thank
have
you
a
so
great night.
Listening in.
Good night.
Good night.
If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church